get your smoke on, I'll get your chill on. Let's get these conversations on. Calling all moms and anybody who's living life. The Pop Moms Podcast is here. Talking all things cannabis with a mama twist, like a freshly rolled hemp joint infused with a bit of that, a bit of this. It's all part of the experience of life. Thanks for tuning in. You ready to begin? Then welcome to the PMP.
Pop Moms Podcast. The Pop Moms Podcast.
It's on.
The Pop Moms Podcast. It's the Pop Moms Podcast.
Oh, it's on.
All you crazy cats and kittens out there. No, you're not still binging Tiger King.
I've not watched it yet.
I am not Joe Exotic or Carol. I did not kill my husband yet. We're doing okay in quarantine still.
She does not have a mullet.
I'm thinking about it though.
Don't do it. Please don't.
Some really severe side bangs.
I might not be able to look at you for a while.
Or you'll keep looking at me because you're trying to figure it out.
I might just buy you some wigs.
Yes. Those are good fun things to come by at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you're doing to switch up your wardrobe? Oh, sorry, we didn't even do the intro. Pop Moms Podcast. Hey,
yay!
It's Kate. It's not Joe Exotic or Carol.
It's Eunice too.
And we're here with Eunice. We are a respectable 6 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
We are not touching.
Mm-mm.
We are sharing our joints virtually. So we're trying to keep things moving straight ahead for you. And one thing that's moving things right ahead for me is obviously, as I alluded to earlier, Tiger King on Netflix. I feel like the whole world is talking about it.
I know. I have to watch it.
Oh, yeah. So you wouldn't even be good for that type of commentary. Oh, well.
I know there's a man who doesn't wear a shirt and is missing a lot of teeth.
Yeah.
I know.
John.
Okay. And then there's Joe Exotic. Yeah. And then there's a woman and a couple. Is that a couple or something? And they just dress really weird.
It's very Floridian.
Ah.
Floridian.
Okay.
It's a lot of big, airy
pants. Moo-moo-ish.
It actually looks really comfy now that I'm thinking about it. I've been living, I feel like... At one point, I'm always wearing a piece of clothing that I wore the day before. I'll switch one thing at a time. That's my safety, right? I'll either switch the shirt or I'll switch the pants.
Oh, that's so funny. I make myself, change clothes. I also make Mammon change clothes.
Do you, well, I make the kids change clothes because they just make them so dirty. But, are you dressing cute, or are you just putting on clothes for the sake of putting on clothes?
I am dressing not as much effort, but I'm actually making sure that I'm not wearing that I'm actually changing my clothes
and so,
I'm
so putting. You are looking cute. As someone who usually puts way too much thought into things, I'm wearing a shirt that says Hollyweed.
Ooh.
I am wearing yoga pants, and then I'm wearing not one, but two fleece Patagonia jackets.
I'm wearing...
And you know what's so funny is because they're different pockets.
Oh,
so, one has a little pocket that I put my vape in and my chapstick. Literally, I'm pulling this out for you, Eunice. There's my vape. There's my chapstick. That's all that goes in these pockets. In every one I have of these... The scintilla quarter zip or quarter snap.
Yeah.
Snap teeth. I have one chapstick and I leave it in there until I wash it. So I always have chapstick in that little
pocket.
That's
so funny.
And then I just move my vape to which one I'm wearing. And then, on top of that, I have a different one that has a kangaroo pocket where I put my cell phone when I jump on the trampoline. So we have moved to purely function at this point. No more looking cute. I think the yoga pants are just to make sure that I'm, not, digging into my cookies at too quick of a frequency.
Oh, that's so funny.
Because I am.
I would feel yoga pants would be more forgiving than other pants, though.
But you can, tell. When
can
stuff
you?
Isn't, cinched in. I don't know. I can. Maybe because I wear yoga pants a decent amount that, when they don't feel the same.
I could see that.
I don't know. What I'm not going to start doing is wearing swimsuits around here to make that decision.
I'm like working my way through all the shirts that I typically just wouldn't, like all my little graphic tees and stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, basically.
What's your favorite graphic tee of yours?
My current favorite right now is the one from Jay and Silent Bob where it says, shut the fuck up in sign language.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good one.
Mm-hmm. I just like that because I don't feel bad if I'm wearing it around kids.
Do you, like, swap out your wardrobes? Like, do you, like, take clothes that you wear specifically for the summer, either if it's, like, a tank top or, like, a lighter material shirt? Or do you, like, keep all of your clothes out year-round?
All my clothes are out year-round. They're also, like, I have a room in my house that's my closet.
That's amazing.
But I need to, like... I've not purged anything.
That's what I'm coming over for.
Yes, yes. You have to come help me purge because I usually purge if we move.
After quarantine.
Yes. I usually purge if we move or something. But every time that we've moved in the last, like, 6 years, we've had movers that pack as well. So I don't purge anything.
Oh, yeah.
And just bring it all over.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. It's, you can't actually walk through that room right now because there's just boxes and just crap still.
Oh, my God.
But everything stays out.
See, okay, so I'm happy that I do this. Is I pack up all of my stuff and then, like, it's sort of like a new, like, wardrobe, like, when I switch for summer. And, I mean, like, I'm saying that in by ways, like, I put it in a plastic tote, like, folded up. It's not like I have some big system or some fancy closet by any means. But... I found one of my t-shirts that have french fries on them, and that's all that it has on it. And just seeing that made me so happy and looking so forward to it being, like, warmer out. Next week's supposed to be nice. It's supposed to be, like, mid-50s.
Really?
Yeah, high 50s. I'm going to give it the high 50s. I feel like once you get to 57, it's really in that gray area where you can say hi.
I agree. This week was supposed to be a lot worse, so I'm actually glad.
Snow.
Yeah.
We had weird hail, though.
Hail. So my 3-year-old saw the hail and goes, yay, snow day. And I was like, wait, why do you know what a snow day? Yeah, but why does he know what a snow day is? He's 3. He's never had a snow day.
Oh, probably not, right? He's probably heard me specifically triggered in talking about it.
But he gets so happy. I was like, dude, like, you're going to wake up, it's going to be the same as today. Right. So I don't know what you're excited about. Every day is a snow day.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Nah.
It was crazy. The hail was really big. I guess that's really just Seattle spring, though. You get, like, one or two really bizarro, like, hailstorms.
Mm-hmm. But it was funny, though, because we don't live that far apart, but you had hail and it was sunny over my house. And then, like, I think a half hour later, I had the hail.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
The first, because I'm north of you, though, it's almost like I think we got, because then we got what you had after.
No.
Doesn't weather go that way?
I thought that it was going that way, but, like, Tiff's house got it first.
I don't know. But I'm saying, like, maybe it's.
But she's south, right? Isn't she?
Yeah, she is. So maybe it's like.
Unless it was moving out to the water.
Or it, like, came back over. So maybe the first one, like, warmed up by the time it hit you and then cooled down. And we got that. And then the next one, because we got it twice.
Oh, then I could have totally missed the first time it came through.
See, getting to the bottom of things for you here at the Pop Moms Podcast.
It's usually probably, like, you just missed the whole thing. Because I'm just really oblivious to a lot of stuff.
It could definitely be that.
Yes. Because I remember I was waiting for it to stop raining or whatever it was doing outside so I could take the dogs out. So it was kind of crappy. It probably was that. Special.
Okay. We're going to go take a virtual smoke break. But while we're doing that, please, if you have any suggestions for topics, we had kind of planned to end the season and take a couple weeks off, but now we're not going to because we feel like maybe it's helpful to hear from us consistently when the world is in chaos. And it kind of helps us get it out of our system.
It also helps me know what day it is.
Yeah.
I just reference everything is day. Yeah, I know. I bet the release.
Right. We'll just go into season two, releasing on Tuesday, on Wednesdays.
Okay.
And then we'll always know when it's the middle of the week.
Yay.
Oh, my God. Yeah, send me an email, popmomspodcast@gmail.com. Head over to Twitter and Instagram, @popmomspodcast. Or check out our website and sign up for our mailing list, www.popmomspodcast.com.
Pop moms rule.
All right. We're going to head out. We'll be back in a minute. And in the meantime, enjoy this really sweet transition music.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That's dope.
Yeah, so I've been baking a lot. Made banana bread.
I don't know how to bake.
And now Eunice and I are eating cookies.
Yeah.
And there are chocolate chips in them.
So yummy.
And they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gluten free.
Mm-hmm.
Booyah.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
I'm chewing so loud, I feel like I couldn't, like, it's going to pick it up in the mic. I'm chewing that loud. Oh, so good.
Mm. They're so yummy. I don't know how to bake.
Really?
I think I'm not. Like, I
we
don't.
We are baked, though.
Yeah. I don't, like, measure things accurately enough.
Oh, yeah. I figured out one time when I accidentally measured something correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out freaking awesome that there might be something to it. Because, mm-hmm. like, with anything else, you can kind of, like, hit or miss or have, like, approximate amounts.
Mm-hmm.
But I've learned that there is more of a science to baking.
No, 100% there's a science because it, like, crazy. It's based off of the reaction one ingredient has with another, right? Like, if you have too much yeast, then the dough, like, rises, like, crazy or something. You don't have enough, it won't get big.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know. That's why.
You're making lots of bread.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I was like, awful.
All that yeast you're using.
I said, I don't know how to bake, but I was also horrible at math and science. Like, that, those weren't my...
Maybe that's why.
Mm-hmm.
So, we virtually smoked Italian cookies. It's a hybrid, and it's by Fainting Goat.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. It's an indica. It's definitely... It's slowing me down.
Mm-hmm. I can tell. You're talking slower.
Well, and because, you know what's so funny is because, like, 2 seconds ago, I was like, every time you go back and listen to these recordings, like, it sounds like I'm going, like, bah! So I'm like, slow down now.
This is, I've had Italian cookies from other farms, you know, but this one is definitely more, it's not as stony, like, it's not as heavy, like, it's a little lighter. So I feel like I could... I definitely feel it feels like a more sativa-ish leaning hybrid, I guess, if you're going to go by up-down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've had some, like, the one I think I have from Boggy Boone, the Italian cookies, is, like, it's, like, really stony.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one's not, like, I don't feel, like, super stony or slow. Like, I feel like my muscles are pretty relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of get, like, the foggy feeling behind my eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's that kind.
It's a good daytime... And, like, stony, yeah.
Remember how I told you that they get tingly? Yeah. It's happening right now.
Yeah, it definitely, it feels nice. Oh, I can feel it, like, the high as it progresses, too. It feels a little, like, I feel like I'm settling into the high better. Mm-hmm. A little more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel that. Okay, guys. Eunice had this really awesome idea. Go ahead and get a random question generator that we would answer, but at the end of every question, we would add while high.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I think that that might be really funny. I was going to give an example, but I feel like we would probably just launch right into it. So we might as well go ahead and do it. This is going to be a new thing that we're doing because I think it's going to be really funny. All right. So, Eunice. Kick us off. What is the first question?
How long does it take for you to get ready in the morning while high?
5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
It takes me an hour.
What do you do?
An hour, regardless if I'm high or not, actually.
If I'm high, I probably just will skip it. I'm like, well, no one's really looking at me today.
But one of my favorite things in the world to do is to take a shower when I'm, like, super stoned.
Oh, have you done it in the dark yet?
No.
Oh, my God. You take a shower high in the dark.
I get scared. Or
with a nightlight.
Okay. Like, you know, oh, I have to buy night lights. I have to buy some.
My leg lamp.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put that on, or, like, I'll do it okay. In the morning. It's good. I swear to God, dude. It's so nice. It feels like you're in a spa. It feels like no one's around. It's, like, sensory deprivation.
Okay.
Like.
But I get scared of bathrooms in the dark because when I was in elementary school.
Silverfish?
No, it was The Night of the Living Dead, that movie. And there's a scene where she, like, gets attacked by a zombie in the bathroom of the movie theater. And so now bathrooms in the dark freak me out.
But why in a movie theater would you have a dark bathroom?
It wasn't dark. The bathroom in the movie theater
so
wasn't
dark. What's the darkness you're scared of?
That's the...
You're cured. This is great, Eunice. You can shower in the dark now. We just debunked your fear.
But I will buy a nightlight so I can try.
You should.
I have to buy some anyway. Memo asked me to buy some nightlights because he said it's so dark in our house.
Oh, my God.
But
he's like figuratively and literally.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But yes, it takes me an hour because then I'll smoke, then shower. And I think my shower is only 15 minutes, but apparently they're not always that length, and then I get out and I just sit and chill for a bit, mm-hmm. and like get ready.
It
really
sounds really
slow.
Nice.
Rob hates it.
Do you wake up early to make that happen?
No. Have we met? I don't wake
but
up.
You get out the door pretty early on a normal day.
If I don't, so what I've tried to do more is shower at night, because if I eliminate that, then I can get ready in 40 minutes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But I'm also, like, just perpetually late to everything.
Yeah.
You know? But that's, like, the expectation you should have of me when right. I meet.
You set the bar very low.
I do.
And you stay there.
Mm-hmm. And I'm at least consistent.
Yeah. Consistency is king. Consistency is king, my friends. All right. Next question. That was fun. I like that.
Okay.
Do you like how we said it at the same time and we didn't even practice it or even, like, talk about it
I know.
At the same time?
I know. We're so good.
Near or far, we'll always have our brains together.
Yes. One single brain. Okay. This one's a long question. Would you rather be granted 3 wishes of your choice 10 years from today or granted 1 wish today while high?
Oh, my God. That was really great how that tied in. And I was like, this phone is listening to us. And they know we're high because what? And, like,
yes.
Like, really? Okay, yeah. Read it again. I didn't even listen to it. I immediately was planning my response. Like, don't fuck this up. You got this. It'll just kill.
This is so crazy. Okay. Would you rather be granted 3 wishes of your choice 10 years from today or be granted 1 wish today while high?
I know this answer.
Yes, I know what you're going to say,
it's
I bet.
It's the first one.
Oh, okay. It's not one of
confidence. It was awesome. Because of the next thing, you're like, oh, shit.
I was like, I don't know.
Oh, it was so good.
Okay.
Okay.
Go, the three wishes 10 years from now.
10 years from now. Because if that's the wrong fucking choice and you find that out, you can use one of your wishes to go back and make the other choice.
Oh.
Boom.
But what?
And if not, you could just be like, I wish, you know, whatever you wanted to wish 10 years from now. But I guess maybe, what if you died?
I know. Well, I was, like, literally just going to wish that this coronavirus shit would go away.
Oh, my God. Me too.
I just want to go outside again.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to see you in person.
I offered to drop off something for my friend, like, at her her porch, basically, in Issaquah, just because I wanted to get out of the house so badly.
Yeah. Mm. It's crazy because we've been doing it for so long. But even saying so long, like this time last month, we had no idea any of this shit was going to happen.
We've only been technically, but it's
what
only
the fuck?
But it's only been like a week since it's been mandated that we be on the.
No, it's not been a week. It's been a week in like 3 days. Two.
It was either Monday way. Night. It was.
It's like that 7 we were talking about.
Okay, we'll do another one. Ready?
I am.
What do you usually eat in the morning? Wall high.
So we nailed that. We didn't even know. Again. Dee 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 dee. I don't eat anything in the morning while high because I can't do intermittent fasting. I just drink way too much coffee while high.
Okay. I don't think my food choice would change. Because, like, anyone who's ever been to my house knows that my house is just a vessel to store stoner snacks. Like,
it's true.
That's all I have. I just have a ton of snacks, and they're
lots
all stoner hands. Yep.
Lots of candy, lots of chips.
Yep. So all our meals
and
are
really
like
good Korean food. That's actually, like, perfect. Eunice makes super bomb Korean food, but she won't talk about it. She's like, stay humble. And she wants people to think that she's not totally inept.
Managing expectations, though. If you don't say you can do it, people don't expect you to do it.
That's true.
But yeah, like, so, it, like, this morning for breakfast, I had a donut and 2 hard-boiled eggs while Mamo ate pepperoni pizza.
Hey, lots of food groups in those pizzas.
What's whatever.
Fight the good fights, not the fights you don't need to fight.
Yes, that's my whole philosophy on parenting. I just, it's not worth it in the morning, especially in the morning.
Mornings are tough.
Mm-hmm.
We did cosmic yoga for kids.
Oh, was it fun?
Yeah, it was cool because she like tells them a story so they stay engaged. Oh. So at one point they were all doing it.
Oh, that's
cool.
They're
trying to get something from like 2-year-old to 7-year-old. Like they're just in such different places.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Good. Yeah, Emmanuel's been trying to teach me yoga.
I bet that's got to be the cutest thing in the world.
Oh my gosh, he's so cute when he does it. But he yells at me. Like he'll put his hand, like he'll curl one finger in when he's holding it. And then he'll yell at me that my hand's not in the right place.
That's pretty funny.
He's pretty funny. He's a funny little kid. I love him. Okay.
All right, next one. These are smashing.
What is the biggest risk that you've taken while high?
I make, like, really intricate, like, bites of food. Like, I'll make individual bites, like, on crackers of, like, I've done, like, ham with, like, a little bit of Swiss cheese and some, like, mayo or mustard, but like on the size of like a
little tiny like cracker.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, so that's like something because that can catch on fire really easily. Like I forget about stuff sometimes. Like when I'm making tea, like I always put way more water in than I need because I never all of a sudden I'm like, what's that weird noise? Holy shit, how long has that been on there?
Oh, you mean like you were like on the stove sandwich thingy?
No, like in the oven.
Oh, in the
like I toast it. I mean, I was just like it was like mini meals. What's the other risky? I don't know. I don't do a lot of risky things while I'm high. I mean, flavor combinations for sure. But y'all got to take risks. You don't know what's gonna happen.
I guess the riskiest thing I've ever done while high is, oh, I guess maybe just getting high in, like, very public places before it was legal, like, you know, an auditorium on campus when I was in college or in the teacher's lounge in high school.
So badass. Eunice is, like, resident badass.
But I feel like most people look at me, they're like, oh, she probably didn't do anything when they first see me.
I'm trying to remember before I knew your dirty self. I pretty much knew what I was getting into from the beginning. I'm sorry. I can see how other people do it though, because you play the cutesy card. I will call it the cute eyes card. Because my kids have been watching YouTube tutorials on how to draw things, and there's like this really awesome one, and they do cute eyes.
Yeah.
And it's basically like black eyes with like 2 little white things in it, and Like, my son will put that on a banana, and it's, like, the cutest. Or, you know what I mean? Just, like, yeah. Things that aren't, like, you're not, like, oh, look at that adorable banana. Like, but it looks so cute. Those goddamn cute eyes. So then Ellison, oh, my God. How is, like, because we've been making Mikey write sentences to this, like, for his, like, school shit. And so we've been telling Ellison she has to draw a picture. And so she drew a picture of Mike and Mikey with cute eyes. And it's like,
that's so cute.
Of course, the cutest thing in the world. So, yeah, it's pretty great.
I think also because, like, when I was younger, I looked way younger, you know? So I always look like this little kid, you know? Like, they're like, oh, she's too little or whatever. She's just a kid. But, yes, that's probably the riskiest. Just because, you know, I could have gotten arrested. I did get arrested. But, like, it could have been worse.
Right? Could have been way worse.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but Eunice is totally a badass.
Okay. This is just a yes or no. This is, do you like to dance or sing while high?
Definitely dance.
Same.
Definitely dance. I don't think that there's, like, much else that I like doing more than dancing while I'm high.
Yes. Sometimes I enjoy karaoke, though.
Karaoke's good.
But only if it's, like, you know, in, like, the little room thingies. Not, like, in front of everybody.
Like, a private booth? A private karaoke booth?
Like, the Korean karaoke Yeah, because they're all karaoke rooms. And then you can, like, put in as many songs as you want and change the key.
And, like, no one can hear you sing?
Oh, you can hear everyone as you're walking through, but it's not like you're performing it, you know? But I like it. And then you can speed the tempo up. So we would take these songs and, like, speed the tempo, like, really slow ballads and, like, make them really fast.
That's funny.
And that scores you.
All A pluses, I'm sure.
Hundreds.
Hundreds. Is it out of 100?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next one.
Next. Where did you go on your last vacation?
I don't want to do that one. Okay. Too depressing.
What kind of... Oh, I like this one. What kind of old person do you want to grow up to become while high?
Yes! Oh, this is a really good one. This is a really great one.
I like how it's worded, though. What kind of old person
do See, you the only thing that, like, we don't have going in our favor is, like, we're going to age to be, like, bitchy old woman instead of cute old men.
Oh, yes, but I'm okay with that.
How can we be cute as old women? That's, like, what I'm going to be, like, thinking about. Like, what's a cute and endearing that I can get Betty really White. Good at doing? She you is just, high. Like, really, like, open, like, uh-huh. open-eyed. Uh-huh. That's going to be hard to do while high. It's going to look really forced. It's going to look like I'm, like, going to kill you. I'm like, hey! I'm super amped and my eyes are open really wide. Aren't I adorable? What kind of technology is going to stump us when we're older?
Everything. I don't
Everything?
Know.
Everything? How are you doing with, like, this technology boom of having to, like, use Zoom meetings and, like, are you hanging or are you, like, what the fuck?
No, I mean, it's fine. Like, I do it because I have to. I just don't like video because I don't like how I look in the video.
So it's about vanity.
100% it's about vanity. I don't look at anybody else, just myself.
I've done that before.
But I don't like it because I'm like, oh, you can see my wrinkles a lot more than I thought. Or like, wow.
Yeah, or if it's hair. Like a bad angle and you're like, oh, that mustache is back again. The hell? Just got rid of you. Yeah. How does that happen?
Ugh.
Riddle me that.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
All right, next question. Whoa. Wait, did we answer it?
Yes, we did. Okay. Well, this is stupid. I'm doing this one. Okay, what do you usually order? What drink do you usually order with your food while high?
Easy answer. Coca-Cola.
Same.
Every time.
Same.
Would you drink it if it was a Pepsi?
No.
You wouldn't do it just based off principle?
No. Not off principle, but if they only have Pepsi, I would ask for a wild cherry Pepsi.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Because it's nothing's better than sugar, unless there's more sugar on top of the sugar.
Cherry sugar. That sweet, sweet cherry sugar.
Mm-hmm. I used to drink so much of that. Oh my gosh, I'm surprised I have teeth.
Wild cherry Pepsi. Mm-hmm. But Coke cherry never was a thing. It wasn't a good one.
I love it.
Do you?
I do. But it's because it tastes not as fake cherry.
But it tastes just like diet. It tastes like Diet Coke with flavor. It doesn't taste like Coke with flavor.
No, it doesn't taste like Coke with flavor.
Coke was like,
that's why I like wild
cherry. Fuck you. You can't add flavor to me. I'm fucking Coke. I'm the king.
Do you remember that? Like, cherry vanilla.
Flexing my muscles.
Stuff like that. Oh.
Dude, I can't do any of those. I can't do any of them.
Do you know what they do in Germany is Coke and Orange Fanta together. That's actually pretty good.
I was going to say, if there's anyone that's going to sway me, because I'm imagining it probably kind of tastes like a cream soda.
Kind of.
With a twist.
Mm-hmm. But I remember I drank a lot of those when I was in Germany.
All right, fine. We'll go to Germany and drink those drinks.
One day we'll get to leave.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Nah. Okay. If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do while high?
Drive to the grocery store. Just kidding. I don't know. Fly? Jump off my roof? I don't know. Learn to parkour. Final answer. Parkour. Everything I'm learning now has like some post-apocalyptic value, right? Mm-hmm. Like yoga and meditation. I'm reading books about like camping and bushcraft.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And I'm watching a lot of Naked and Afraid.
I was just like, I love Naked and Afraid, but I just need someone else. I need to be with people that already know how to do that.
Yeah.
I will be useless.
You're going to have, but in that post-apocalyptic world, you're going to have like a big moment, like just because you're you. And like no amount of training like could have put anyone else more fit for the situation, and you're just going to like Daria it, you know, like it's just going to be great.
I think because what if it's just like if I have to do something, I'll figure I have to do something, but.
Totally.
But I won't want to do it. I mean, I don't want to learn about it. Mm-mm. I don't want to learn much.
It's something you already know. Just look at it that way. Feel accomplished. That's your accomplishment today.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Thank you. I don't know.
Way to go.
I don't know what I would answer. Like, I don't know if I always go into, if I make decisions based off of what, if I'm going to fail or not. I just don't think I will.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it's a good way to look at it.
Or I like, wish I just I don't think, that. Or maybe I just don't think about it. Like, that's an option.
Yeah.
Or it doesn't enter.
Because you're it like, I'm just going to kill it.
No, it's not even if I...
Bitch!
Even if I don't feel confident about it, it just doesn't occur to me that that's going to lead to failure, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
But I also
But only knowing you. Like, I can relate to it. Do I know what you're talking about? No, I think you're crazy. But, like, only because, like, I'm like, oh, no, there's, like, a million things I could fuck up. You know, like, yeah. And you're like, not a thing. Goodbye. And that's how Eunice taps out of her anxiety.
But I also
and like, self-doubt.
I know that I'd probably fuck up a lot of things, but I don't, but I'm like, but that's okay. Then I'll just fuck them up.
Yeah.
You know, like, but I don't necessarily.
You don't have to beat yourself up about it.
Well, I'm just like, well, I guess I was expecting to anyway. Like, I don't know. But I don't also think that's like necessarily failing.
No.
I don't know.
It's only failing if you didn't learn anything.
But I also don't like overextend myself that much.
No.
What is the longest amount of time that you slept for while high?
Not long. Like, this is not a cool, like, answer. I don't sleep a lot, period.
I think...
Maybe an evening.
I think I've slept one time. I think I slept for, like, 17 hours.
That's decent.
It was my 18th birthday, actually.
Maybe you had a little growth spurt?
No, I was so high and so drunk. Like, all at the same time that I...
And your body was like, night-night.
I literally, like, crawled into my friend's house and, like, on their like on their couch, like all the way upstairs to the couch, and passed out and didn't wake up until like night the next day.
That's nice. They left you uninterrupted for that long.
They said they were trying to wake me up so many times. They even like hitting me with books and stuff to wake me up, and they said I wouldn't wake up.
They're like, that's what the bruises are from. Don't ask any questions. Legit. We were just trying to be your friends.
They were like, if she doesn't wake up in like 2 days, we might have to take her to the hospital. She might be dead. I was like, thanks, guys.
Keepers.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was the longest. But that was like... I don't like sleeping when I'm high, or like when I'm super high.
Yeah. I like being awake and living through it.
Same. But I like enjoying my high. That's why I don't like to fall asleep. I don't smoke to fall asleep. And, oh my gosh, what are some things that you shouldn't say at a funeral while high?
Anything. Anything. Anything and everything. Don't say a goddamn word if you're high at a funeral. Because whatever, whatever beautiful thoughts that you have in your head that you're going to try to get out at, like... Auntie June's wedding, or no, funeral, sorry, wedding with death, like, oh my God, no, don't say anything. Keep it to yourself, write it down, send it in a letter, but read the letter before you send it while not high.
Have another person read the letter.
That's a good filter. Have another person do it.
I know, I agree 100%. You should just not speak.
Don't speak.
Mm-hmm.
Don't speak. I know what you... Oh, I love it. Oh, I love Gwen Stefani. Why did she have to be so different? Why did she have to not be Gwen Stefani anymore?
I know what you mean.
I love her. Oh, my God. I wore baggy pants before because she did, and, like, tube tops.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Same. Little pigtail.
Oh, my God, yeah. Makeup. Oh. I could never do the makeup, but I could usually do the hair.
The hair... I loved her.
Oh, my God. So much.
I bought all, like, so much Harajuku shit.
Oh, my God. It's so cute.
Yeah. Ugh.
So cute.
Ugh. So cute.
Gwen, just please, let's go back to No Doubt days.
Yes. Come back a little Gwenny.
Yeah.
Do you like to sing out loud when no one else is around? Well, hi. We already discussed singing.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, in the shower in the dark. Yes, I will sing it in the dark. Same I am.
Would you sing it in the dark? In a park? If
no, because it's never not allowed to go in parks right now. Rub my nose in it.
Yeah, this question is actually quite funny, given the circumstances we're in.
Nothing is funny about our circumstances.
If there was an extra hour every day, what would you do with it?
Jesus Christ.
Right? Because I'm like,
what the fuck? While high.
While high. Yeah.
I was like, wait, that lightens the mood a bit. Probably, I don't know. I probably would watch TV.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds ridiculous, but I don't like watch TV a ton. So to have another like hour to maybe just like relax and do that, I think would be kind of nice. Or take showers in the dark.
You could watch TV while showering in the dark.
I don't know. I don't want that. That's too many. No, it's too many like distractions.
Ah.
Like I think I like the shower because it's like white noise and silence and I'm in there alone.
Whatever. We all take isolation differently.
It's just exhausting.
It is. I don't want the extra hour right now.
No, I'll pass.
Yeah.
I'll politely pass. I choose to no go.
No, I think I'll save that wish for something else. Okay, this is a good one. If you could choose your last meal, what would it be while high?
Okay, that is not a good one because it's us dying. It's our last meal. Either so you're going to starve to death in like 3 weeks, or maybe it means you can only snack for the rest of your life. Like you could never have a full meal again. You had to only eat things like snacks. Like, do you think it's portion or food type? Maybe portion.
Portion.
Like, how much restraint would you have on Thanksgiving?
For it to be your last meal?
Or no.
Oh, what?
The other tangent way I took that.
No,
know.
I don't even want to plan my fucking last meal. That's too depressing.
Oh, that's so funny.
How about next meal? Something that we know is going to happen. What? Maybe I'd like a nice tuna salad. I don't know. Maybe we'll boil some of those goddamn eggs and make some fucking egg salad.
Oh, that's so funny. What meal would you want to eat? Or what's your favorite meal to eat high? If I could eat anything
right now. Oh.
That was so different. But like
the same thing. And like the two most rational ways to go with it, we just went like opposite ways. And I don't even remember the question.
What's your favorite thing to eat high? Meal. Not.
My favorite thing to eat high is pizza.
Oh, pizza's so good. You know, when I'm sick, like with a cold or congested, all I want to eat is pepperoni pizza and grape soda.
Oh, that's really funny.
Because those are really strong flavors, I feel like, that I would be able to still kind of taste.
I like how it's all about making sure that even though you're sick, you're accommodating your lust. Your lust for delicious foods. So okay. It's got to be so fun to be you.
Sometimes. No, this is a dumb one. This is not a question.
Wait, did we finish it?
No. I just have to keep...
You didn't even say what you would eat.
Oh, that's right. What would I eat? Oh, I love so many things. Pizza's good. Chicken wings. Like, really good wings.
I want some wings. Like, some flatties. Really good.
Yeah.
Like, the flat guys. Wait, you like the flat guys, not the drumsticks, right?
Mm-hmm.
We would have to have our husbands there to eat the drumsticks. Yeah. And we have to fight over the flat ones.
Okay.
We can divide them up. We can be adults about it.
There should be enough. We can just order more.
Yeah.
If there's not enough for us to share.
Exactly.
Oh, I miss good wings. There's like no good wings out here.
I know.
Like real ones. You know.
Oh. I want the first you flash fry them and then you grill them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I want them.
Do you like your wings, like, wet or dry?
I'm indifferent as long as they taste good.
Same. There are very few sauces, though, that I like. So I usually prefer them dry with sauce on the side.
So you can customize?
Yes.
On a per wing basis? I don't know if I'm feeling like honey mustard or a mild spicy BBQ, so just put it on the side. Put it all on the side.
There's a place in Indiana, in Indy, called Ale Emporium, and they have the best wings ever. And
let's go there.
Yes, the Hermanaki wings. You should get them if you're ever in Indy. Go to Ale Emporium and get the Hermanaki wings. They're so good. Like, so good to the point that I asked one of my friends to freeze them before she was coming out here, so she'd carry them in her suitcase and bring them to me.
That's pretty cool.
They're so yummy.
That's definitely cool.
Mm, just food.
All right, should we do one more?
Let's do one more. There's so many about food. I think it knows I'm hungry.
It's actually making me starving. I'm like, why did I only bring one cookie in there? It feels like I ate that 8 years ago.
Okay, I know. I was thinking that too. What's the first thing you notice about a person while high?
Their eyes.
Their eyes?
Yeah.
Are you looking at their eyes because you're trying to see if they're also high?
I don't know. I've never thought of it that way. Probably. Because, like...
Yeah.
Otherwise, everyone just gets really awkward because I'm, like, intently looking at them. I'm like, oh, is that so interesting? What is interesting about that? Oh, my God.
I don't know.
It's the first thing you look at.
Yeah.
I feel like I notice weird things, like if people's flies are down.
Yeah.
But then I'm like so paralyzed by being high and like having this realization and like not wanting to know if I want to have the conversation with them about whether or not I should tell them that their fly's down, because they're immediately going to be like, oh, so you're looking at my dick. Yeah. Like, no, I wasn't. I happened to notice it. You're welcome. You could have been horribly, horribly embarrassed.
I know. Why do they not?
Fine.
Like, but I don't understand. Like, why? Like, why can't you remember to pull your zipper up?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes it's a weak zipper. Mike has ones with a weak zipper. Like, I've seen him, like, pull it up. And then, like, 2 seconds later, I'm like, yo, bro. And I was like, and I was looking at your dick.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah. I don't know. I guess it depends on the person. Like, if someone walked in and they had, like, crazy hair, then, of course, that'll be the first thing I noted.
So if you look like a freak, Eunice will notice that part of you.
I sound like a horrible person. I love it.
She'll file it away by, like, do you judge people by, like, categories, like, hair? Like, do you have a best of judged hair? Like,
kind of. I, like, because I associate, if, like, your hair looks gross and greasy, then I associate that, like, with you smelling like cheese, basically. And then that makes me think you're just dirty and smell like cheese.
Oh, my God. That's a really bizarre way to think of people.
Yeah, that's like my mind.
That's pretty funny. We have similar minds, but similar and different.
You think people smell like cheese?
Yes, but it's always different. All right, all you cats and kittens out there. This is Eunice and Kate signing off. Keep lazy, stay amazing, mm-hmm. Stay healthy, wash your hands.
Wash your hands, please.
Please, and thank you.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Mom.
Super Mom, there she is, doing it all, looking so beautiful.